White House pushes back as media defend deported leader of MS-13. By Neil Monroe on April 1, 2025. President Donald Trump's deputies are squashing the left's use of potentially sympathetic migrants to derail the administration's ambitious deportation policy. The focus this week is on Kilmar Armando Abrego Garcia, a migrant from El Salvador, who has been sent home despite a 2019 judicial decision that barred his deportation to just one country, El Salvador. Garcia has been deported to El Salvador and is getting help to sue the federal government for a return back to the United States. He entered the U.S. illegally in 2011 and is being described in the media as a Maryland father with protected status. The administration has blamed an administrative error for deporting the man despite the judge's decision. But administration officials are championing their deportation policy, including the decision to deport Garcia, regardless of the media uproar. The individual in question is a member of the brutal MS-13 gang. We have intelligence reports that he is involved in human trafficking, said an April 1 statement from Tricia McLaughlin, the press secretary at the Department of Homeland Security. McLaughlin added, whether he is in El Salvador or a detention facility in the U.S., he should be locked up. Remarkable at The Atlantic, magazine, and other establishment media outlets continue to do the bidding of these vicious gangs and ignore their victims. Breitbart News has extensively covered the spread of MS-13 crime. Many polls show strong majority support for the deportation of migrants who commit crimes. Trump's press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, used her daily press event to push Trump's message. First of all, the error that you are referring to was a clerical error. It was an administrative error. The administration maintains the position that this individual, who was deported to El Salvador and will not be returning to our country, was a member of the brutal and vicious MS-13 gang. That is fact number one. Fact number two, we also have credible intelligence proving that this individual was involved in human trafficking. And fact number three, this individual was a member, actually a leader, of the brutal MS-13 gang, which this president has designated as a foreign terrorist organization. Fact number four is that foreign terrorists do not have legal protections in the United States of America anymore, and it is within the president's executive authority and power to deport these heinous individuals from American communities. It is a promise he campaigned on. It is a promise he is keeping, and every single person in this room should be grateful for that. Considering, especially MS-13 is very prevalent and prominent here in the District of Columbia, in Maryland, and in Virginia. The president, the attorney general, everyone who has been involved in these operations is focused on eradicating these criminals and terrorists from our communities. Garcia's case has been championed by The Atlantic, a pro-migration magazine that is owned by a pro-migration activist billionaire, Loren Powell Jobs. Some other migrants are being championed as victims of Trump's popular policy, which is on track to deport 100,000 migrants in his first 90 days. Several of the claimed victims, however, have lost support as the White House releases more information about their backgrounds or as they justify themselves. The media's resistance, however, is risky for Democrats because it helps the administration paint the Democrats as supporters of criminal migrants. Trump's deputies are also vigorously criticizing top federal judges for not curbing the freelance, anti-Trump decisions of many lower court judges. President Joe Biden and his deputies successfully imported or accepted roughly 10 million legal, illegal, quasi-legal, and temporary migrants for economic purposes since 2021. Their extraction migration policy is an economic strategy that has helped investors by inflating real estate prices and reducing Americans' wages. That flood is welcomed by business groups because it cuts Americans' blue-collar wages and white-collar salaries. It also reduces marketplace pressure to invest in productivity-boosting technology, in heartland states, and in overseas markets. Biden's easy migration policies are lengthening the list of Americans' problems: homelessness, low wages, a shrinking middle class, slowing innovation, declining blue-collar life expectancy, spreading poverty, the rising death toll from drugs, and the spreading alienation among young people.